latest name in the name game.
Oh, yeah.
People have been registering online, folks. You can go to any station website here at Blue Water, but go to newstalk931.com. Look for the banner, the name game banner at the top. Click on it, put in your full name, and we'll be calling out names like we're about to do right now. Laura Lean Culverhouse. That's a memorable name.
Laura
Lean Culverhouse.
How's that first name spelled?
Laura, traditional L-A-U-R-A.
Laura.
Lean, L-E-E-N, Culverhouse. Laura Lean Culverhouse. You need to call 396-5477. Call 396-5477 within the hour to be qualified to win the Sony 65-inch smart TV from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Again, Laura Lean Culverhouse. Call 396-5477. This 65-inch TV has tri-luminous display technology, built-in Chromecast, Google Assistant, voice remote technology. Incredible stuff.
Simply put, it's fancy.
And you can be just like Laura Lean Culverhouse, folks, if you go and register online, like I mentioned a second ago. So it's a good day. I'm feeling good today, Jack.
Well, you should. It's a nice day outside.
Well, because usually this stuff, this is what I mean by become optimistic. This stuff used to get me down. Like, come on,
little
girl.
Like this little kid?
Yeah, it used to, because it's like, oh, look at these little kids who have lost all hope in the future. But really, this comes down to not just climatology and climate science, whatever you think about that. It comes down to what you really think of economics. In her speech, she talks about the myth of eternal economic growth. We've been hearing this for 200 years.
Right.
Because of free markets, free trade, free people, private property, the rule of law that is slowly but surely spread across the globe. Billions of people are alive today that weren't. Most of human history, as Thomas Hobbes put it, was nasty, brutish, and short. People were dying at 35 on average.
Mm-hmm.
People barely making it through childbirth, subsistence living, working the fields, working the farms. And it's because, and it hasn't been perfect, but this is what, well, little ideologues will say. It doesn't matter your age. These little ideologues want everything at once. And it's the marginal, slow, gradual progress, actual progress that they always seem to ignore. And then, to throw salt in the wound, they attack the very thing that's been making us wealthy before, like never before in human history for the last 200 years. I think we can solve any challenge as long as we keep our wits about us in that regard. Remember that freedom, free minds, ingenuity, innovation, and essentially trading and making money is a good thing. And yes, growth can happen in ways that we never suspected. It's not about, like, oh, the big business. It really can be about, you know, your small business owner. Those are the folks that employ most of the people in this country. It's where most of the innovation happens. And in fact, we have a local sponsor here. It's a great one, Cole Plumbing. Cold Plumbing is fantastic, and they've innovated. They've got this proprietary pipelining technology.
Right.
So they don't have to, like, break up all your drywall or dig a hole in your yard, these sorts of things.
279-8919 is how to get in touch with them.
Yeah, and, I mean, you go way back with James and CeCe, right? And
yeah.
Been around a while, so they can really, well, that's the proof right there. Yeah, small business, local plumbing business, been around for that long, you know they're doing something right.
Absolutely. Businesses don't. A lot of businesses come and go, but the good ones hang around, and they've been around. I think CC started it. He was in Vietnam, and when he got back home, he started the plumbing company, and they've been going strong ever since.
So how do you get in touch with them again?
279-8919.
When you have trouble with your bowl.
Oh my God! Call on Cole. 279-8919.
Well said, Jack. Well, let's hit another quick break. Rich Thomas, weather, local news together, and much more. We'll be right back.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. There is at least some chance that a few showers will pop up on the radar today. Your chances of running into one are very small, about 20% today and less than 20% tomorrow. But at least there's hope that some towns will get lucky. High today and tomorrow in the middle 90s, low tonight 67. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, blazing heat, highs in the upper 90s, close to tying or breaking record highs, and not much change on Sunday. Still dry. from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Enjoy delicious meat and 3 lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats, photographs of you. Taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps. Just $24.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Join Beer Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well,
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. Thanks for tuning in. A little Huey Lewis going on.
Yeah, this song, I like it. Makes me want to dance
it's
in my chair.
It's like an 83 or 4 song.
I like the 80s. I've learned to love.
I love that.
It was 80s. A weird time. But the 80s always had a sexy saxophone solo. You don't get many of those today. Like, just out of nowhere, it's this electronic music. All of a sudden, somebody comes in with a tenor sax, and it's like, ooh.
And it's not Kenny G?
Yeah. I'm not a huge Kenny G fan.
No, most people aren't.
Yeah. Though he sold millions of records, so somebody's listening to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like when you look at the top 10 website lists, and, like, the top 3 or 4, or at least 3 or 4 in the top 10 are, like, these adult websites. But everyone's like, I've never looked at those. Well, billions of people are. Somebody's looking at it. So somebody's listening to Kenny G and somebody's looking at those websites. Of course, I'm not doing either of those.
Hey, anyway. Cooter, a caller called in and said that church was originally on Vaughn Road being part of Wynton Blunt's property. And that's kind of what I remember. I don't exactly know where it was, but anyway. But it's been out of here for a while. I can't remember what happened. I'm sorry that I don't have that recollection. But
yeah, and we need to do one of these shows one day where we can really do our research and think it through, figure it out. Coming up, I want to share a piece from Scott Adams. You know who that is?
I don't know, but I'm looking at his blog here.
He is the guy who, well, for the longest time, he was known for being the author and cartoonist behind Dilbert.
Oh, yeah.
And brilliant comic. But he's the guy in early, like, right as 2015 got going, and the presidential race started ramping up, he said, Donald Trump's going to be the next president, before anybody else called it. And it wasn't just like a gut feeling, he got lucky. Like, he had a whole theory on why this would happen. That he said, Trump is a master persuader. He is a master at manipulating media and news cycles to his favor. He did it for a while using, you know, playing the celebrity game. And Adams noticed that Trump was doing things that it takes years for top-notch salespeople and others to learn, and he was doing them naturally. Yeah. And Adams had taught himself as a hypnotist, so he learned all these different tools of tricking people's subconscious. And Trump checks all the boxes. He said there are a lot of talented people in this world, a lot of people in politics, like, you know, consultants that are very good at persuasion and those sorts of things. But they said Trump didn't need it. He is that good just in terms of persuading people, and he kind of comes by it naturally. Adam says he puts him in like a handful of people that are he's seen in his lifetime or that persuasive and good at media promotion. And that's why he called it in 2015, right as the presidential campaign got going. He was right. Trump ended up winning. So Adams has a message for children about climate change. Because it's not just Greta Thunberg who has been talking at the UN or in front of the House Democrats. There also were all these kids outside of Capitol Hill the other day, teenagers, yelling and screaming. That's the new thing to do. And I've yelled and screamed into a microphone plenty myself, but just yelling and screaming, and this revolution is now! It's our... It's like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, what were they saying? Yeah, what were we playing yesterday that they were saying about the cows?
Eat the rich, don't eat cows. Eat the rich, don't eat cows. My God. Sometimes people just get, well, they're addicted to ideology.
Well, you know what's good about those young people? None of them will vote.
That's probably
true. None of them will vote.
It's very true.
They love to go make noise, but they're not going to vote.
I believe you. Here, let's go to the phones, 272-9228. See, this is News and Views. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, David.
Hey, David,
hey, David,
how you doing?
Yeah, that the church was actually, Red Blunt sold them the property where the Blunt Cultural Park is right now.
Yeah.
And what happened was is that they actually hired an individual who was posing as an architect who wasn't an architect, who actually scammed them out of a lot of money. And he not only scammed them, but he had his office at the Aronoff Center and scammed the Aronoffs, too.
Oh, that's right. I do, now you're refreshing my memory.
And he split town owing, you know, the Aronoffs a lot of money for rent that he unpaid and had several warrants out for him. The funny thing was is my father-in-law at the time, who was actually an architect, spoke to the minister at that church and told the guy, told him, he says, I don't know what you're doing, but this guy is not an architect. He says, I've never heard of him. He says, no one I know has ever heard of him. And they wouldn't listen to him and went ahead with their plans with him anyway and ended up losing everything.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, you can't cure stupid.
Or crooked.
What can you say? You know, you try to help someone and they don't want to be helped. So, you know, the end result is. But, yeah, then when that went defunct, of course, it sat there empty, just the shell of the building for, I think, 4 or 5 years. And then they the church up in Prattville purchased it. They dismantled it, shipped it up there, and set it up there and finished out the building.
I don't even know what denomination it is.
Well, it was an independent.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was non-denominational. So, and I knew the minister and his wife fairly well. And I had some family members that were longtime attendees there. And so it was definitely a point of contention in the family.
I can understand that.
So anyway, but that's the scoop on that church. Wow. And I think they actually are no longer in existence. The minister and his wife retired, turned the church, I believe, over to his son. And he pastored it for a couple of years over on Monticello. And then I think it finally closed its doors 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, it's hard to keep up. I like to call this place the City of 1,000 Churches. I thought I was exaggerating when I first said it. Then I looked at, like, the listings and, like, the phone book or what.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. We have a lot of different churches here.
There are. Montgomery is one of those places where there's 3 churches on every corner.
Yeah, if you want to see a bunch of churches, drive out the old Selma Road.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No doubt. Absolutely. Yeah.
Some of those churches, if you don't have a green snake and a tambourine, they'll issue you one at the door.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Oh, anyway, have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks, David. Oh, and by the way, go Vettel. That's Dave's boy in the Formula One. Yeah. Vettel.
I don't watch Formula One.
I don't either. I don't know a damn thing about it, but I just thought I'd chime in.
Let's quickly go to Wayne. Hey, Wayne, how's it shaking?
Good morning, guys. Hey, yeah, Montgomery's motto is 3 churches and a CVS at every intersection.
Yeah.
hey, you guys were talking about that poor little Swedish girl. I really am curious, and at some point it will come out, who is bankrolling this girl? Who paid for her trip over here? Who got her in front of the UN assembly? That doesn't happen just because you're a mad teenager.
You're right, and we were talking about that earlier in the show about that. Obviously, somebody is financing this little effort, and I'm with you. What? How does some girl that no one's ever heard of all of a sudden get to speak to some breakout session of the United Nations?
And supposedly got here on a racing yacht rather than flying in a plane because she's concerned about greenhouse gases.
I thought it was a sailboat. It was actually a yacht with an engine?
No, I mean, you're probably right. She used some form of water transportation because she's concerned about greenhouse gas. And it just, when I have to lean to the science side, when science has never been about agreement, science is about experimentation and results.
Yeah,
and I mean, there's only a consensus about world degradation due to humans amongst the radicals, it appears to me. And the Earth has been here billions of years. It has healed itself time and time again with asteroid strikes, volcano explosions. Mm-hmm. I just that humans are not powerful enough. Joey, refer back to the George Carlin routine.
Right.
Humans don't have the capability of destroying this Earth. How many nuclear bombs have been detonated? What the hell?
Well, and what we do have the power to do is kill ourselves. That's what we have the power to do. And you know what? You can have a huge population. You know the most overpopulated country on Earth? North Korea. Doesn't have that many people, but the way they run their country and their economy makes it very, very overpopulated and desolate.
Well, please keep your collective ears open. I really want to know who is bankrolling this mad little poor, pitiful Swedish girl.
She comes from a family of opera singer and actors, well-to-do family out of Sweden, and born in Stockholm. And she did. She crossed the Atlantic this August in a 60-foot racing yacht equipped with solar panels and an underwater turbines, announces a carbon-neutral transatlantic crossing. Also, at least, I mean, she's trying to live up to her over-the-top beliefs. But, yeah, fair enough. But I just find when I'm not going to demonize her because somebody's backing her, somebody's taught her this, but we'll
Precisely.
See.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. She's just regurgitating what she's been taught.
Well, appreciate the call, Wayne.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Jack, look who it is on line two here. Got Kim Williams.
Kim Williams.
Alabama Home Mortgage. Hey, Kim.
Hey, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Hey, one more thing that you've got the control to do yourself. That's increase your savings. I had a customer that just did the same. He's a nurse anesthetist here at one of our hospitals. And he gave me a call to see if there was anything he could do on rate and his mortgage insurance and all that good stuff. And I'm happy to say that absolutely. Check this out. So when he called, his mortgage payment was $2,340 a month. Wow.
That's okay. Pretty stout.
Yeah, that's pretty stout. You're right. And he opened that 7 years ago. That's when he bought his house. 7 years ago, so he's got, 23 years remaining. Can you do anything? Well, absolutely. Can you believe that people are still continuing to pay and not picking up the phone and giving Alabama Home Mortgage a call when they're paying over 5% interest? Well, he was. He had a fixed rate, and it was about 5.375. So not only were we able to lower his rate by over a point, we were able to remove the mortgage insurance premium that he was paying. It was $318.
Wow.
All in all, at the end of the day, when he sat down at the closing table, he replaced that mortgage payment of $2,340 with a mortgage payment of $1,763.
$600 a month.
$577, yes, sir.
Wow.
Because we eliminated the 318 MIP, and we reduced his rate over a point. But check this out. He had 23 years remaining on his mortgage. Now he's got 20. So he even pulled back his term. This is a great time, you know, to look into paying your home off sooner by shortening that term and getting an even better rate. Again, if you're making a mortgage payment, grab that mortgage statement, grab your phone, and give me a call at Alabama Home Mortgage. That's 567-4223, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies, and you'll see. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Really appreciate it. Yeah, what a great way
to save
people.
She's a fast-talking girl.
Well, and she's just on top of it, man.
Yeah.
Like, that is incredible savings. So, folks, yeah, definitely give them a call.
Her energy is great when she's up here, you know, doing the live stuff.
Yeah, I love when she's up
here. She's just wild.
Again, the number 567-4223, or visit them on the web, alahomemortgage.com. Well, Jack, we got to hit another break here.
Okay, Joey.
And I think, should we share the Scott Adams blog? Because it's essentially a letter. It's a letter of concern, a message for children about climate.
It's pretty verbose.
I can read quickly.
I don't know about all that reading.
Okay, well, you keep me in line, all right? Wait, you're going to question what my plans are?
How dare you!
Yeah, I sure am.
We'll see.
I don't want people to be going to sleep on us.
I agree. Well, we could get into the mainstream media's big story of the day. Donald Trump withheld funds before he made the call with the Ukrainian leader. Yeah, but is that proof of anything?
No, I mean...
No, it's not.
You know, Biden's sons, they're dirty people.
They are dirty.
I mean, Giuliani said the Biden family has a history of shady dealings when he was on the talk show Sunday. I love Giuliani.
Well, let's hit this break. 272-9228 is the number to call in. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. We'll be right back.
Don't need no credit card, right?
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basing rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It's Premiere Tuesday on CBS. First, they thought she was gone forever.
Siva David is dead.
But they were wrong.
Hello, Gibbs.
Where you been?
Siva returns on the season premiere of NCIS. And on the season premiere of FBI, a terrorist threat has the city on edge.
Get the kids off the field now!
Followed by the season premiere of NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
It's time for the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. This is Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell, and I got stumped on that song.
Again? I played it last week, Jack.
I know. I said, Joey, who's that? And you said, Thompson Trent. I said, I know that. Like the back of my hand. And
yeah,
I
use that tone of voice like you should know this, Jack.
I know. Mm. I know. God, it bugs me.
Yeah, but
that was one of those 85 songs.
Yeah. I love that period of music more and more. I set up my, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I set up my turntable with an amp right next to my bed. No speakers, just where I plug in headphones. And that's what I do now in the mornings and at night to ease in. Night's got to be a little more relaxing music. In the morning, something lively to wake me up. And there's a truth behind vinyl. It's not technically always better, but I think certain things mixed for that medium, for that format, sound better. But anyway, the big news today, according to, well, folks like the New York Times, is that Donald Trump is really in deep doo-doo.
Oh, yeah, for calling the new president of Ukraine.
Yeah, here's the headline from the New York Times.
Oh, great.
Trump said to have frozen aid to Ukraine before call with its leader. This is from Maggie Haberman. Nicholas Fandos, Michael Crowley, and Kenneth P. Vogel. Took four people to write this.
Oh, yeah, they all weighed in on it.
President Trump personally ordered his staff to freeze more than $391 million in aid to Ukraine in the days before he pressed the new Ukrainian president to investigate the Democrats' leading presidential candidate. This according to two senior administration officials. He issued the directive to, oh my goodness, who do you think he would initiate or just issue this directive with? Mick Mulvaney, his chief of staff. Why would a president tell his chief of staff to, you know, have a little bit of leverage over a nation that you're, you know, trying to somewhat root out corruption? Interesting.
Well, I mean, I don't see much wrong with, look, we're going to give you this money, but let me just put a little bug in your ear. Why don't you guys check out and see if there's anything crooked about the deal Joe Biden's
right.
Son made with folks in your country. I don't see a thing wrong with that.
Well, and this is all part of the impeachment march. I think it does stink a little more if there was a direct quid pro quo. But knowing Trump, it was probably like, hey, could you look into Biden? Well, Mr. President, probably not. Well, okay. Well, just keep talking to Rudy. And the money's coming. Like, that's what's happened. The money was put on hold while they're talking with them and kind of just resetting the table. This is what you do. You pull back. Hey, we need to renegotiate our deal. We need to renegotiate and see where our relationship is. And then I'll give you the money back. And they did give the money back. And I don't think there's been some hot and heavy investigation of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. or his son Hunter Biden or Burisma Holdings and all this stuff. Now, I did find out something interesting yesterday talking with Dan, Jack, is that the money was, in fact, this came from Rudy Giuliani himself, there was money going from Ukraine to this company that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, was in. A good friend of John Kerry's stepson is at this company. And I believe the nephew of Whitey Bulger. And they're all running this company.
Uh-huh.
And the money, you know, you think if it's all on the up and up, it would go directly from the Ukrainian government right to their bank account, right? No. They sent it to Latvia first, then wired it from Latvia to Cyprus, then from Cyprus to the company. Now, why would you do that?
Laundering.
Mm-hmm. Just to give a few hops, a few steps, make it a little harder to find where
it's
the money's
actually
going. It's
like a pack-to-pack transfer.
So it seems dirty, but again, we haven't proved anything. And also, what the Times is doing here, and what the Democrats are trying to do, is that, oh, this suggests there was a quid pro quo. You haven't proved that.
No.
At all. And even Trump yesterday's like, well, I'd like to release the call. I'd love for you to see it. I'm hesitant, though, because I have a lot of calls, and I want you to see all the calls. But this call was, it was a beautiful call. The best call
he
in the world.
He did say that.
I love it when he gets into that mode. This is the greatest call of all time. Always appropriate. I'm always brilliant and appropriate. I have the best words. So that's the Times ginning up that story. And, of course, in the middle of the story, look at this, Jack. They've got this graphic. Full list. Who supports an impeachment inquiry against Trump? And they've got a list and all this, you know, it's a fancy graphic. 151 representatives support impeachment. 77 do not now support impeachment or they're undecided. And 207 were awaiting response.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Lose the election.
You know, the more they pull these shenanigans, the worse it's going to be for them, and they're too stupid to get that.
But let's be clear. You can impeach a president, and according to the Constitution, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Right.
Legally speaking, that doesn't mean anything. Like, you could, you shouldn't, but you could. Oh, the president coughs too much, and I don't like his sense of humor, so let's impeach the SOB. You could technically do that, and it couldn't be challenged. It's one of these almighty powers that the Congress has in the Constitution. So, that said, though, you need to really go after a president for good reason. And all impeachment does is just remove somebody from office. It is not a criminal charge. That's all the question
but
is.
But there's a major brick wall. It's called the U.S. Senate.
Right.
They're never gonna sign off on that.
And then imagine if the Democrats did this, it would be more than just the Republicans saying no. It would be the Republicans putting on a show and calling out the Democrats for wasting everybody's time, for being vindictive and over the top and not actually wanting to get things done. They would make a show out of it and a big campaign rally, essentially, for Trump's reelection if that came to pass. That's why Nancy Pelosi's talking this big game. And so is Jerry Nadler, really, at the end of the day. You know, like all those, the classic in cartoons or in movies, like, hold me back. Oh, don't you let me go, because I'm going to get him. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to get him. And really, you don't want your friend to let you go, because you don't actually want to fight.
Well, Nancy Pelosi wasn't for it until she's had a lot of pressure put on her. And now they're using this Ukraine thing as an excuse. She's using it as an excuse to say what she would consider moving toward the impeachment process or whatever.
Well, and she's in particular, she's getting heat from some of the freshmen, like
Mr. Homan, your time is expired.
Time is expired.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I do like that name. I don't really like her, though.
No, I can't stand her. I can't say anything about her.
She tweeted yesterday that the real scandal isn't all the illegal actions by the president, but the failure of Democrats to hold him accountable for those actions.
Oh, she's so...
Good Lord.
That's such largesse.
No, I have to say, I pounced on her for one issue a few months ago, Jack. She didn't know what a garbage disposal was when she moved to her apartment in D.C. And I'm like, how do you not know what a garbage disposal is? And then I found out that apparently they were outlawed in New York City a long time ago. I'm like, okay, you haven't lived much. She's my age. That freaks me out. I'm 30 years old. She's about 30. I think she's younger than me.
I think she's 29.
Yeah, that freaks me out. That somebody younger than me, not even a 16-year-old, a 29-year-old now has the power of Congress. And, you know, I think really she's good at Twitter. I don't know if she actually gets reelected, though. She's good on the new geography of the virtual world. She's not good at the geography of her own district. And we'll see going forward. We'll see.
Well, I mean, the very idea that they elected, of course, she was running against an old white guy who'd been there about
right.
10 terms or something.
Joseph Crowley.
Yeah, he'd been there a while.
Yeah.
And
took it for granted.
Yeah, you know, the complacency, I'm just telling you, if you're a candidate and you're an incumbent, if you're complacent, you're going to lose.
Right, and also, she's young. She is attractive. Sorry if you're just going on
looks. Well, yeah, I mean, she's energetic and all
yeah,
that
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's passionate. She had money backing her. It wasn't just grassroots. It was also these, you know, organizations trying to get more socialist members in the Congress. And so it was just the perfect storm of upsetting that incumbent who was caught flat-footed and was taking his position for granted. So I think Pelosi has plenty of headaches. The media, of course, is trying to do their best to advance the impeachment narrative, but you haven't proved anything on this Ukrainian scandal. And, you know, when Trump's presidency first started, Jack, I would freak out along with everybody else. But I've learned, give it a few days.
I mean, really?
Just give it a few days. Let it play out. We'll see what actually happened. And Trump isn't a Boy Scout by any means. Don't get me wrong, folks. You read the second half of the Mueller report, it reads like a guy who's used to being a real estate tycoon and getting whatever he wants. So he's kind of just talking all over the place, and people aren't following order. Like, my favorite is him sitting down for dinner right after he's president-elect with Chris Christie. He's like, do you know James Comey? Could you tell James Comey that it's great that we're good friends and we're on the same team? Could you call James and tell him that it's so good? I'll just give him a big hug via the phone. Chris, you're big enough to do that, right? And Christie said to the Mueller investigators, no way I was making that call. So Trump just did this over and over again. He'd have these tantrums, but nothing actually led to obstruction of the investigation. You just got to take Trump for who he is. And if you're his opponent, I guess you try to seize on everything. But we've been saying it now for the past week or two, the boy cried wolf syndrome.
Yeah.
Not buying it anymore. And I'm really tired of this this macho man politics and, like, media. It's like, ooh, freak out, brother. Like, just calm down, everybody. Just calm down and enjoy the ride, because there's a lot to watch and, well, laugh about, as well as get frustrated about. But, you know, I'm going to sit here and laugh.
How dare you?
Well, okay, Greta. I'm going to laugh all the same. Listen to the news and views. Number is 272-9228. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, we'll be right back.
And we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now. Tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans are feeling a little less optimistic about the economy than last month. Consumer confidence remains strong in September, but the reading from the Conference Board is weaker than August and also weaker than expected. Home prices continued to rise in July, but at a slower pace. The Case-Shiller 20-City Price Index was flat from June and up only 2% from the year before. Home prices rose in just 14 of the large cities that Case-Shiller tracks. Phoenix and Las Vegas continue to see home price growth. Home Depot shares and Apple are both higher today. Apple received an upbeat forecast from analysts at Jefferies, who say its iPhone customers will likely upgrade when the faster 5G network debuts, and Apple's stock will rise to $260 a share. It topped $221 early in the session. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is at least some chance that a few showers will pop up on the radar today. Your chances of running into one are very small, about 20% today and less than 20% tomorrow. But at least there's hope that some towns will get lucky. High today and tomorrow in the middle 90s, low tonight 67. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, blazing heat, highs in the upper 90s, close to tying or breaking record highs, and not much change on Sunday. Still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views, to the soothing tones of Johnny Taylor. The Philosopher of Soul.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, he's good stuff. You know, he had the hit Disco Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like this song. It's on that same album. It Don't Hurt Me Like It Used To. But welcome back to News and Views, folks.
How's everybody doing, Joe?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
I'm doing. Kay Abbey has appointed someone to replace the chair of the Pardon and Parole Board, who resigned a couple of weeks ago. It's a lady named Lee, I believe I pronounced this right, Gwathney.
Okay.
She's an assistant attorney general and has worked over there for a while. And her background is in prosecutorial employment. And so she's going to be the new chair. I was wondering what Charlie Graddick is doing. I think he's running. He's not the chair, but I think he's like the executive director, for lack of a better term. I think it may just be called the director, but
from the little bit I know, that is an incredibly difficult job.
Oh yeah,
because you have to strike the balance between somebody really has been rehabilitated, they paid their dues, there's no reason for them to linger and waste away in prison for all sorts of reasons, cost wise, and it's just quality of life if they've actually been rehabilitated too. You don't want to let somebody out who's talking a good game. And often,
and if it's a heinous crime, right, and the victim's family weighs in, that's got to be difficult. Like,
have you seen some of these hearings where that happens?
Yeah.
Oh man, it's
gut wrenching. Yeah,
it's very tough.
You know, he killed my brother. You know, he stabbed him 52 times. Well, you know, some people think you can never be rehabbed after something like that, but I don't know. I guess some people do deserve a second chance. But, you know, seriously, by the time somebody gets to prison, they've got a rap sheet as long as, you know, the damn Ann Street exit off I-85. I mean, it's just...
I'm glad you went with the Ann Street exit.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's probably, I don't know,
yeah,
600 feet. I don't know. But it's, right, you know... So, I mean, I can understand why people have heartburn over letting people out. But then again, for nonviolent crimes, you know, we probably do incarcerate too many people who are guilty of violent crime, who are guilty of nonviolent crimes like drug possession and stuff like that.
Well, and this will continue to be an issue, especially as long as we have what are deemed, I guess, overcrowded or dilapidated prisons, and that'll be coming up in the next legislative session about what's going on with these new prison building plans.
Yeah, and I want to get Bill Britt on here one day to talk about this process they're going through to get bids for prisons. It is shady as it can be.
It's all,
we're talking about a $1 billion building project, and there's not information on some of these companies who've submitted qualifications.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. And of course, you ask the Department of Corrections, and they're saying, "Well, we don't want to taint the process, so we're not going to share that with the general public." Well, guess what? I'm not sure that they can not share that with the public.
Well, and confidentiality has its place in the world, but when you're talking about, again, $1 billion for a construction project, the higher that figure for any construction project, especially when the government's behind it,
I mean, really,
the more
I want to know whose brother-in-law is going to get rich off this deal.
Right. We're not saying it is happening, but it's very probable.
Well, if you've watched politics in Alabama as long as I have, if you're not jaded like I am, then I take my hat off to you, because I am so disillusioned, especially with the Republicans who promised to make Alabama a more honest and transparent state, and they've done nothing of the kind.
And
another thing that I have real heartburn over, Mike Hubbard was convicted in the summer of 2015.
Right.
In a court with a jury of his peers from his hometown. And he was convicted on, I think, 12 out of 23 counts of public corruption. The Court of Criminal Appeals virtually upheld it. Then it's now gone to the Alabama Supreme Court. And they've heard some oral arguments, but there's no ruling. And it's been weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, that happened in March.
Yeah, in March. Well, it's been months and months and months. I mean, there's no excuse for this.
Yeah, it's amazing how slow this is going. And again, we shouldn't be surprised, but it's just, like, let's get with it. Get on it.
Oh, listen, it's political.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that the Alabama Supreme Court is not playing politics with this case. I mean, 12 jurors convicted him in June or July of 2015, and 4 years later, he's still not in jail, and he was sentenced to 4 years. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm looking for any late-breaking news in the last week or so. Nothing.
Well, they usually come out on a Friday with a ruling, but I mean, I'm just disgusted. You know, I'm disgusted with Tom Parker, who's the Chief Justice. You know, of course, he's always been behind on his cases, and he takes forever. But this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, slow justice is no justice, in my opinion.
Amen.
And this guy was a bad dude. He ruined a lot of people's lives. He made money off of his position. And he was mean and vindictive to people who did not agree with him politically. And there is a place for him in some jail somewhere. And that's where he needs to go. And, you know, I didn't used to feel that way because he's a father and a husband, but he knew he was doing wrong.
Right.
It's not like he woke up one day and said, oh, I didn't know that was wrong. In emails to Bob Riley, he says, oh, these pesky little ethics laws, what were we thinking when we passed them?
Wow.
I mean, come on. I mean, he's guilty as charged. And I just, I mean, I'm totally disgusted. And I know most of the people on that court. And whenever I see one of them, I'm going to go up to them and say, what the hell is taking so long? Of course, they'll freak out because they won't talk about it.
Oh, sure.
But it'll just make them uncomfortable. And that's what I'm going to do. Because I'll see them at lunch every day, one or two of them. I'm just saying, what the hell are you guys doing? Are you trying to play politics with this case? Are you trying to find a way not to uphold the conviction because you're afraid it will be politically unpopular? Well, believe me, dragging your feet is more politically unpopular than coming out ruling one way or the other. But, I mean, if you looked at those ethics laws that he... All right.
So, he fashioned. Right.
Well, helps. All right.
Yeah.
Our state reps and senators are elected in November. They take office at midnight the night of the election. It's not like that they have to wait for the inauguration. Well, Bob Riley couldn't stand it. After 2010, and he was going out, and the Republicans finally took over the House and the Senate. And he couldn't let Bentley do it. He called a special session in December of 2010 to pass, quote, sweeping ethics reform.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
So they convene, and I don't know how long it took them, a week or two, and they passed what they said were the toughest ethics laws in the country. Because they had always said, well, the Democrats have been in control for 136 years, and Alabama's a pay-to-play state, and everybody knows it, and we're going to clean all this up. Well, by law, they cleaned it up, but by practice, they did not. They're still as crooked as the Democrats ever thought about being. And I can say that because I'm a Republican. But I'm very disgusted with them. And I'm disgusted with Alabama Supreme Court dragging their feet on this case. There is no excuse.
Jack has spoken.
Yeah, sorry.
No, don't apologize. That was awesome. We got to hit a break here, though, Jack.
Yeah, I got to let this steam come out of my collar.
Looks good, though. It's not wrinkled at all.
No, it's lovely.
We'll be back, folks. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Want to give us a call? 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating, and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.